o'clock.
Okay, let's read it over now. I'm not sure if I erased what I originally did or didn't. Okay. Okay, let's do this. Okay. So like we were saying when we were going around, Eilu Mitzvah Yishalai, Ve'eilu Chayv Lahachris, two categories. These, the following, are going to be a list of things that when you find them, you can keep them. Ve'eilu, and the following is going to be a list of things that Chayv Lahachris, that you're going to be obligated to announce, to publicly announce. So now let's deal with the first list. Eilu Mitzvah Yishalai. This is the first list. The following are things that you can keep. Matzah peiros mefuzarim. If you find scattered fruits, you can keep it. Ma'is mefuzarim. If you find scattered money, you can keep it. Krichais, birshus harabim. If you find these sheaves in the birshus harabim in the public domain, you can keep it. One of the chabrus shafts said, Ellie and Larry, they're like, why only by krichas are we saying the location that you found it? That it was in the public domain, whereas by when you found the fruits or the money, you didn't say that you found it in the public domain or the private domain. So where did you find it? Like, where did you find all the other things in the Mishnah? It's a good question. Okay, v'igulei deveira is like round cakes of figs. Kikarei shalnachtai are loaves of a baker, meaning like you go to a baker, like Gelbstein's. Okay, machreizes shel dagim are strings of fish. V'chatichei shel basar are pieces of meat. All of these things are going to be part of the same category that you can keep. V'gizei tsemer halakuchen mimidinasa, shearings of wool that you purchased mimidinasa from their countries, from their original state. V'anitzei pishtan, and these are bundles of flax. U'lushayne shel argamon are tongues of purple wool. You'll see in Rashi. Hare Elu Shalai, all of those things that we just said, you get to keep them. Divrei Rav Meir, these are the words of Rav Meir. Let's see Rashi. Elu Mitzvah Shalai, Matzah Peiros Mefuzarim. You find scattered fruits. Nisiyayishu Abayilim, Rashi's telling you, what's the reason you get to keep them? They don't belong to you. Nisiyayishu Abayilim, the owner gave up hope. The owner was resigned. He said, I'm never going to get these things back. Nisiyayishu Abayilim Mehen, the owner gave up from them. Kida Omar, the Gemara, like it will say in the Gemara, the Hefkerhain, and they are ownerless. That's why you can keep them, because they became ownerless. Ma'is b'fuzarais, hayol, since the Ein Lohem Simen Nicker, there is not to them a recognizable Simen. One second, so there is a Simen, but just not a recognizable Simen? We have to see. Iyushimiyayish, they are surely going to be deemed ownerless. Or the owner is going to be resigned from them. V'havluhu hefker, and they became ownerless because he gave up hope. He doesn't intend on even ever getting it back. V'zeu tam kula, and this is the reason for all of them, meaning that all of the cases in the Mishnah, the things that you're able to keep that you don't have to publicly announce, there's one reason. It's because the owner gave up hope, and now they are therefore hefker. They are ownerless. We couldn't finish reading the Rashi's. We'll do it next time on Tuesday, Be'ezus Hashem.
That's as far as we got.